Hello and welcome to the Violin Geek Podcast. I'm Laurel Thompson, and today I'm going to be sharing another one of these articles I've written for my Violin Geek blog. You can find those articles and entries at laurelthompson.com, and this one is titled Great Artists and Heartfelt Songs Are Everywhere, but Can You Find Them? The question posed on a forum was, how can people find great music and new artists if they don't go to bars or listen to Spotify? Wow, well, I couldn't help but share what myself and a network of talented and heartfelt musicians around the world are doing to make sure that great music still exists in the world and doesn't go unheard. Every day, all across North America and Europe, and probably many other places around the globe, independent, original musical artists drive small cars for hundreds of miles to play for 20 to 40 people in living rooms, backyards, and church basements, often in smaller towns and rural communities where the big names never stop. An audience gathers through word of mouth, and guests might bring a potluck item. The artists set up small sound systems or sing and play acoustically, serenading music lovers on guitars, violins, pianos, mandolins, etc., telling stories about their musical inspirations and travels, and sharing songs that are relatable, bringing everyone together in moments of joy and laughter, or inspirations of hope and courage. The artists aren't driving for hours a day and sleeping in strange beds every night for fortune or fame. Most hope to make enough to pay rent back at a small apartment somewhere very far away, fill the gas tank to get to the next show, and buy some groceries along the way. They don't expect to land a record deal or get sponsored by a makeup brand or fashion line. They would actually probably turn down such opportunities if they were offered to them. They aren't planning to audition for American Idol. Many have been sharing music their whole lives. Music found them and won't let them go. Some have never had a career other than playing music. They go wherever there's a need and play for whoever wants to enjoy. These artists do this because it's what musicians have been doing for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Ever since the moment music was born, musicians have been traveling from town to town, fostering community, sharing experience, connecting. In good times and in troubling times, there isn't a better antidote or way to lift the human spirit. It's not uncommon for neighbors to meet and shake hands for the very first time at such events. I vividly remember one event I played many years ago in southern Italy where nuns in full habit sat across the aisle from a couple of heavily tattooed and pierced teenagers with purple hair. There really is no better way to love thy neighbor as thyself than gathering all walks of life to enjoy some music together. And so I wonder out there, has anyone been to a house concert? I think in 2019, at least most people have heard of house concerts, but this is a really wonderful way to bring people together and to learn about artists that are grassroots, kind of off the radar. And this is what I've built a lot of the last few years on as far as my professional performing life. And it's been very rewarding on many levels. I think being able to share your own music in the world is something that is rare, whether you're playing classical concerts or bars and restaurants or weddings and other events. It's just there's not very many places where you can write something or compose something and go out there and share it. So I found that the house concerts are one place where people are very receptive, and they actually are many times kind of against having people coming in and playing cover tunes or songs written by others. They really want to hear what the artist has created. So it's a nice way to learn about new artists and to also learn about your community. You might meet your next best friend, or I've even known people who have met the love of their life at such events. So you just never know what's going to happen, right? And if you've never heard about a house concert before, let me just give you a quick synopsis here and some ideas of where you can check out more. So a house concert is basically a private concert, although many of them are open to a broader community. So what I mean by that is someone opens their home. Sometimes it's also a community space. Maybe it's in a church, like I said in the article, or someone's backyard, or you know, some kind of community space in the neighborhood, maybe like a recreation hall or something like that. I've played in school gymnasiums for such events. I mean, really anywhere where you can put some chairs and people can enjoy some music in a listening environment. So a place that doesn't have a lot of distractions. So, you know, oftentimes people will have a potluck as part of the event, but it's not like it's in a really loud bar with, you know, crazy loud drunken people in the corner, or even, you know, not quite as dramatic as that. Maybe, you know, a lot of up and coming artists end up playing in cafes, and I've definitely done that in my lifetime. And, you know, the cappuccino machine goes off halfway through the most heartfelt lyric that you've written in your whole show. So we try to avoid those sorts of places for house concerts, but most of the time it's in someone's living room, and they invite their friends and family. A lot of people are active in a community group like a church or some sort of hobby group, and they'll invite people from there. A lot of times, people are musicians and they invite their musician friends. So it's not unheard of and uncommon to have a jam break out afterwards, and people, you know, have brought their guitars and their mandolins and their fiddles, and they've stowed them away, and after the concert they're so inspired to join in, and the artists join in, and everyone has a great time into the evening. So how these are set up, oftentimes it's the artist contacting a host or vice versa, and just picking a date. And sometimes there's a guarantee, but oftentimes the event happens on a suggested donation basis. And it depends on what kind of prices the artist wants to set, but it could be anywhere from $10 a person suggested donation to $15, $20, $25. As artists get more famous, of course, they're probably going to command a higher ticket price. I have seen a few bands around here at some of the, here, I mean the Bay Area in California. Gosh, I think someone had Jackson Brown actually at their house concert, but I think that was thousands and tens of thousands of dollars to have that. But other artists maybe commanding a ticket price of like $50. But really it's more about having a smaller, more under the radar act come and play, and not that there is any lesser quality to something like that. Oftentimes it is, you know, people report that it's one of the most enjoyable events they've gone to all year. So the artists come and the guests come and everyone has a great time. The artists sell some CDs and merch, and everyone goes home happy, basically. And as far as the host is concerned, it's mostly just setting and creating the space for this magic to happen. So some places that you can learn about house concerts, the main two places in the U.S. are Concerts in Your Home, as well as the Undiscovered Music Network, and I'll link to those in the show notes. But those are two sites where you can learn about the different artists that might be passing through your community and the events that might be happening close to you. And in Europe, I know they have the Sofa Concerts. You can check that out. And in Denmark, I've been a part of the Lo-Fi Concerts. So I think they're trying to be more widespread than Denmark, but at the time, I was in 2017, I was in touch with them and playing some concerts with them. It seemed like it was mostly centered in Denmark, so I think that's really cool. Especially, I have a Danish last name, so my heart is definitely, I have a little heart space for Denmark. And then Canada, where my partner's from, they have house concerts as well, and they have a whole network of house concerts, which is called Home Roots. And Home Roots, they send out artists, they vet the artists, and they choose them for each season and send them out for 2 weeks of nonstop house concerts. And the two-week house concert circuit happens six times a year. So, and I think there's 10 or 12 circuits. So it's a lot of house concerts happening. And a lot of these events aren't going to make it into the papers. Like I said, they happen word of mouth, or you may see a Facebook event notification. And certainly if you follow some more grassroots independent artists, You probably have seen some house concerts on their tour schedule, and you might have wondered, you know, what is this? So anyway, I thought I needed to mention all of that just because, hey, this goes out to the world, right? So we don't know how many of you have heard of house concerts, but I hope many of you have already been aware of them, and now you know even more, and you can inform the rest of your community about these events and maybe host one yourself. But I'm curious what other ideas there are out there for how people can learn about new artists in this day and age where, yes, we have access to a plethora of artists, and it's overwhelming to go to Spotify or Apple Music, where you can literally listen to everything that's happened in, let's say, the last 100 years. And where do you start, right? But what about the up-and-coming artists? What about the people that aren't getting to the top of the chart? I know this now. It does take quite a bit of money to get to the top of the chart. So to make money, you have to kind of have money in that business anyway. But people can still have a good quality of life as musicians. And they have to just get creative, right? So how do you find the artists that you love, and how do you find artists that are off the radar? And maybe share some artists with us. Anyhow, if you have any ideas, you can always email me at laurel@laurelthompson.com. Let me spell that out for you. It's LaurelThompson, and that will be in the show notes as well. So I hope you enjoyed this short little snippet of an episode, and I will be back soon with more interviews and more episodes. Until next time, happy practicing.